Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We continue talking hoops right now on CBS Sports Radio. It's the Zach Gelb Show. Another comeback and another victory for the Golden State Warriors, 110-99 over Portland. It's a Game 3 victory. Golden State goes up 3-0 in the series, and they'll be heading back to the finals with one more win. Let's head out to the hotline right now. We'll go to Portland, and we'll talk to Tim Roy, the play-by-play voice of the Golden State Warriors, who's kind enough to give us a few minutes right now on CBS Sports Radio. Tim, thanks for the time, and how are you?
I'm great, Zach. You know, you always come out of a game like that a little bit drained because it's such an emotional thing. It's a playoff game. It's on the road. It's a great building to announce in. I'm a little gassed, but I'll muddle through. It was, just a really, really good playoff game and just so many things to talk about.
Well, we appreciate you making a few minutes. And in game number two, we were on the air right after the game, and when the Warriors were down by 17, I said, hey, you knew they were going to find a way to make it a game because that's what we've grown accustomed to over the years. And then in game number three, they're down 18, and I had that same feeling once again. For me, though, the biggest difference in game number two, that was a dogfight all the way to the end. In game number three, you really saw Portland got that look in their eyes when it got close that, hey, this one is over, and they really got taken advantage of by the way Golden State does play, because Portland only had 33 points in the second half. That was some performance in Game 3, how they were able to come back and quickly take that game over, really start on the end of the third quarter, then run away with it in the fourth.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny, Zach. I've been around the league a long time, and in the last 5 years, I've truly discovered and learned that there is the intrinsic value to a championship team, that they learn that there are going to be moments in games where they're going to be down. There are going to be moments in games that aren't going to be pretty or not going to be good, but they keep fighting. They keep, grinding it out, if you will, because they know there's a chance that they're going to come back and win. And the Warriors have learned that, and they're a really good team at that. And so when they were down, you just had a feeling that, the fact that they weren't down by 20 or so, they weren't down 25, they were down by 13 at the break, that, with Curry and Thompson and Draymond Green, that there's a 10-0 run lurking there at all times.
Hey, and we'll talk about Steph, we'll talk about Clay, and we'll also talk about the play of Draymond Green in just a bit. But I have to talk about this bench, and we've been talking about them a lot ever since later on in this Houston series, what Looney and Cook and McKinney and Bell, I know they're not going to get a ton of credit, but what they're doing right now is very important in winning these games, Tim.
Well, it's funny because, the first four games of the Houston series, Steve Kerr wasn't going to that bench. There wasn't the trust factor there. But when Kevin Durant went down, he went to the guys and said, look, I'm going to throw you out there. Be ready to be called on. And the other part about that equation is that when Steve Kerr says it, the guys on the bench believe it, because as he points out, I was one of those guys. I was a bench player who didn't play three or four games in a row, and then would get 15 minutes. So they know that he knows about their psyche and about their mindset. So it comes a little more weight coming from Coach Kerr, and they were really, really good tonight. They had a total bench total of something around 33 points, and Quinn Cook with a couple of huge buckets. They just had a good spirit about them. They didn't play well at the start of the second quarter, but they were a key factor at the start of the fourth.
Moving to Steph, we all know his importance to this team, but in that Houston series early on, he was struggling. And then in really that game number five where KD went out with the right calf strain, he had a big fourth quarter, finished the game off with 25 points. And then from there, this has been some run by Steph Curry, 33 in game six, after having 0 points in the first half. And then so far in this Portland series, he goes 36, 37, and 36. I know nothing surprises you anymore with Steph, but this has been one special run since Kevin Durant has gone out.
Yeah, and I think we should end the discussion that, this rumble that that Steph Curry's not a playoff player.
Ridiculous.
He rose to the occasion, and he's an amazing player. And I think one of the things that you can take out of this is, you know, you're saying, well, why, where have these points been before? Well, look at the big picture. Steph Curry is a very unselfish player. And so when Kevin Durant's out there, he's very content to let Durant, take big shots and make big plays. And he's not going to force things just to get a couple of shots up. He's a championship caliber player, and he's a great teammate. And I think what he's showing here is he reads the room. He knows no Cousins, no Durant. Time for me to step up and carry the load offensively, and he does that. But when he doesn't need to do that on a particular night, he doesn't force the issue. And I think that's what, a true superstar in every sense of the word will do.
I know this seems like a silly question because I'm of the mindset, even when Kevin Durant did go down with the injury, that this Warriors team could still beat anybody. And until someone takes them down four times in a seven-game series with or without Kevin Durant, I'm not believing that this is a group that won't win the championship. How much were they motivated in that brief stretch where a lot of national pundits and other people around the game were saying, this team may not get past Houston without Kevin Durant on the basketball court?
One part of me says, they don't really understand how good this team is. There's another part of me that says it might be just a natural inclination of the American sports fan. I grew up in New England. Okay, so I grew up in Northern Connecticut. I have a New England Patriots fan. So I understand when people say, well, I'm tired of the Patriots. So people may be tired of the Warriors at this point. And so I understand a little bit of that. And let's also put into the equation that, the last two regular seasons have been very difficult for the Warriors because they're emotionally and mentally gassed during the regular season. Because this is really hard, what they're doing. There's a reason why no team has gone to five NBA finals since the Celtics in the 60s, and that's because it's really, really hard to do. And if they get there, if they win this, a fourth in a game against Portland in this series and get there, it's a tremendous achievement. And so I understand where people are coming from, but this team is just mentally, mentally tough, and it's a really, really good team and one of the best American sports teams I think we've ever seen.
And if Kevin Durant was playing in this series, I could understand the it's getting old sentiment, but with the way that they've been able to throw it back to before, like life without Kevin Durant, it reminds you how great this team is, and it makes it really fun as someone that doesn't have a dog in the fight. I know you're a little bit different with a dog in the fight, but I have no dog in the fight, and this has been a fun team to watch because they're going to win, you just don't know how it's going to happen.
Yeah, they're a team that has different ways of doing it. I mean, let's say they have firepower, and if they're Thompson and Curry scoring, they're going to win. But when you look at Draymond Green and what he does for that team on a night-in, night-out basis, he's a special player, unique player. And so when you have that, and then you put him to the bench into that part, it's the true, as Steve Kerr likes to say, he loves the strength and number slogan. And that's what they've had in the last 5 years. They've had a team where they've had different guys be able to contribute.
Tim Roy here with us on CBS Sports Radio. And I know so many people that we talk about with the Warriors, the flash, especially with the way that they're able to hit from three with the Splash Brothers. But really the defense, I know that people are going to give them credit when you only allow 33 points in a second half. But I feel like still we don't talk about the defense of this group because they find a way to really sacrifice and play some great defense in the postseason.
Yeah, and let's face it, the defense wasn't that good this regular season. It wasn't as good as it was in years gone by, in part because, to what I said before, that they had some fatigue and they had, some issues that they had to deal with over the course of the season. But I think that, when it comes down to the playoffs, they're able to flip that switch, if you will, whatever, cliche you want to throw in there, and they get it done, and again, it starts with Draymond. He sets the tone. And then, even in this series, Damian Lillard, he gets trapped or gets a pick and roll, gets a switch. He gets Klay Thompson off him. Who's waiting for him on the other side? Andre Iguodala. Who's waiting for him after that? Draymond Green. And so when you have those types of defensive players that you can put out there, it makes it very, very difficult for even the best players, the best teams, to have a lot of success.
This was something that was talked about a little bit after game two when Iguodala had the big steal at the end of the game. Do you think he's a Hall of Famer when his career does wrap up?
That's a really great question. I think he's got to be in the conversation when you see some of the other people who've been, inducted in recent years. He is a basketball savant. He understands, angles, I like to say he's got the best hands in the business. I mean, he has the quickest and smartest hands I've ever seen in the NBA, and it's a pleasure to watch. And we all kind of forget, how good he was in Philly, at the beginning of his career.
When we get to the health of this team, clearly a lot's going to be talked about with Durant and Boogie Cousins. I don't expect to see them in the Western Conference Finals because this thing's either going 4 or 5. It depends if the Warriors want to sweep them in 4 or if it's going to go to a 5th game and be a gentleman's sweep. What are you hearing on Durant and Boogie for the NBA Finals?
Well, not sure they're going to be reevaluated. Cousins probably a little farther ahead than Durant because he's on the trip and he's warming up before games, taking jump shots. So he's probably a little bit farther ahead. But again, it probably depends on what the reevaluation will say this coming week. And so when we hear that, I think we'll know a little bit more about where they are. But certainly the fact the Warriors won tonight and lead 3-0. I take a little bit of the pressure off and can allow those guys to come back at their own pace.
When you sit there and you get ready to call these games, do you feel like this chapter is coming to a close with Kevin Durant in the Bay Area since there's been so much speculation back and forth on if he's going to stay or if he's going to go?
One of the things about Kevin that's been great is he's been really good with those of us who cover the team and work with the team I tend to focus on what's happening right now. I can't really control what's going to happen in July. And I think the players also do that. I think Kevin does a really good job of putting that aside for himself and let everybody else worry about it. I think he's more worried about getting his work in and getting his shots up and making sure he's thankful with the way he works out to get ready for a game.
Tim, hey, we appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the run. We'll talk to you down the road. Thank you for a few minutes.
Zach, have a great show. My pleasure.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.